WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming
ABC
on the
News,
Civic Media
I'm
app.
I'm Nguyen. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released from the hospital after emergency surgery to install a pacemaker. That as Israel's parliament prepares to vote on remaking the country's justice system. Demonstrators have been protesting against the changes for months now. Wildfires sweeping across Greece, out of control on the summer resort island of Rhodes.
19,000 people were evacuated from homes and hotels as the flames reached resorts on the southeastern coast of the island. The airport now crowded with tourists trying to get home.
Everyone screaming and shouting and crying. We're desperate to get home.
The airport on the northern part of the island is still open. UK-based EasyJet says it's adding additional flights to its schedule between Rhodes Island and the UK. Andrew Dimbert, ABC News.
The state of Texas has until 1 p.m. local time today to commit to removing razor wire that has been installed on buoys in the Rio Grande. This is ABC News. On New York's Long Island, reports of an unsettling discovery at the home of an accused serial killer, Rex Heuermann. He's charged in the death of three women, suspected in a fourth.
According to the New York Post, police told a neighbor that investigators found a soundproof room in the basement of the home and believe at least one victim was killed there. A former coworker told the Post Heuermann once took time off from his job to install a concrete-lined vault in his home. The coworker quoted as saying, "It's not just a hidden room. It's a serious vault. It had a huge, heavy-duty safe door." ABC News has not confirmed the New York Post reporting.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Investors are watching Wall Street after another winning week. The Federal Reserve expected to hike interest rates again Wednesday. The hope is it could be the final increase in efforts to tame inflation. And steady employment and stabilizing wages. That's what most bosses expect in a new survey by the National Association for Business Economics. M. Nguyen, ABC News.
This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves,
your all-access pass to the world's greatest aviation celebration.
Here's Terry Barr.
There are few events bringing people together from 80 different countries, but it's happening right now at the Experimental Aircraft Association's EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh.
You always come for the airplanes, but then you come back for the people.
Dick Napinski's worked at EAA for more than 30 years, and despite its growth from hosting 150 to 600,000 people, he calls this a special event for the area.
They fly in from across the country and around the world to be here. There is a culture here with Air Venture that it has grown organically over 70 years.
It's enough growth. Oshkosh is considered the busiest airport in the world during the week of the EAA fly-in. For Civic Media's EAA Air Venture Airwaves, I'm Terry Barr. Hear more of my interview with Dick at civicmedia.us.
This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves. I'm Todd Michaels.
And I'm Terry Barr, EAA in full swing in Oshkosh, and we want to be your guide to help you enjoy it. We have a few personal picks for the rest of Monday, July 24th. If you find weather interesting, don't miss this discussion about adverse conditions and flying in it. That's happening at noon in the FAA Aviation Safety Center. That sounds really interesting.
It does, but something everybody waits for, the air shows, right? The first daily air show of the week starting at 2:30. You'll get a little bit of everything, including those stunts where you find yourself kind of holding your breath.
But Todd, it doesn't end there. After the show, join the EAA 70th anniversary celebration at the Theater in the Woods starting at 7 p.m.
So much to do. Find more events to create your custom schedule at EAA.org and make sure and follow us at civicmedia.us. More reports from EAA in Oshkosh tomorrow.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrude.
And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It is really cool. It is just so much fun just even walking around here, seeing all the different aircraft is just incredible. And I got my man Jim Schmidt standing by.
This is incredible, Johnny. And, you know, I have been here before, but a little different perspective telling people about it. And, you know, more than 10,000 aircraft are going to be here. That whole Boeing Plaza, which we talked earlier about the Dreamlifter, which it's this modified 747 that moves parts around. And, of course, the NASA tent. I mean, that's really...
You're big into the NASA thing.
I am.
You've been talking all week about the NASA thing.
I would love that astronaut. I hope we can get this guy on here because that how cool is that to go to space, right? I mean...
Have you ever talked to an astronaut?
Yes.
Have you really? Cool.
I have. He was at the Neville Museum.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Who I always felt bad for is Deke. Can't think of his last name. What? He's from Wisconsin. He was an astronaut. Deke. What was Deke's last name? No, do you guys know Deke's last name? The astronaut?
No, this Charlie Duke guy is the guy that we're...
Don't you? But Deke, he's from Wisconsin, and he was supposed to go on, like, the moon mission, and he didn't. Did you ever see Apollo 13?
Yeah.
He was the guy that was, talking everybody through that, where he'd be okay.
All right, well, anyway... other areas, the military with all these F-18s and the C-130, which is that's just a cool plane. But anyway,
I like your shirt.
650,000.
Deke Slayton, thank you, Mike. Deke Slayton, remember him?
Not at all.
Remember him, Julie? Remember him, Deke Slayton?
Okay, we're walking around, just running into people who are here. People here for different reasons. There's like we say the military. There's people who are flying their own experimental aircraft here, and ran into an editor or a media person that writes for the pilots, which obviously they have 200,000 members here at the in the EAA. But welcome, Julie. Thank you for joining John and I.
Introduce yourself, Julie.
Thank you, Jim. I'm Julie Boatman. I'm editor-in-chief of Flying Magazine, which
is
part of Flying Media Group, and we're on course to become the largest aviation media company globally.
Wow. Where are you based out of?
We're based in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, although, nice.
You know, we're remotely optimized like everybody else.
Right.
Live all over the place.
Wow. That's cool.
And what are you looking forward to at this show?
Oh, boy. That's a big question.
Yes.
Most of all is to see the aviation family. We come back here every year, and we see folks from across our industry that are important to us. And, you know, the joke is that, you know, the first time you come to Oshkosh as a pilot, you come for the airplanes, right? Yeah. Or other aircraft that you want to see. But every other time, you're coming back to see the people that you've connected with because it's such a close-knit community, and there are just such marvelous people involved.
They really are. I talked to some people, and I did see a few interviews that taken place, and this is a big deal for people to come. This is the family reunion.
This is the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. It is. People plan all year. They make their vacation. They come out. They camp. They fly in. They drive in. They come with their companies. They come with their families. Yeah. You know, it really is truly our summer vacation.
You know, it's funny. When you get to places where, well, it's kind of this family thing, but what amazes me about this industry is just how it's changing, you know, and growing. And, you know, and we talked earlier, like, what kid doesn't want to fly? Right?
Right. Well,
do you
that
fly?
Was certainly me. Yes.
Are you a pilot?
I've been a pilot since I was in high school.
Wow.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I grew up just down the road in Iowa. So I learned to fly there as a young kid. But that is, it really is something that, you know, can grip people throughout their lives.
Right.
So, you know, maybe you get started early, but maybe you get introduced to it later on.
And you see that the airlines kind of term out some of these pilots, but we had a guest on that I think was 74 years old and just loves flying, flew here with his daughter, and like that's an awesome bond, right? And he comes here and sees friends, and I'm like, that's a pretty good life.
Yes, that's what it's all about. Yeah. Really,
what's been some of the bigger changes you've seen covering this?
So over the past, you know, more than 25 years that I've been coming, there's been an evolution from a real grassroots, mostly focus on experimental aircraft, light aircraft, classic aircraft, which has been the core of the Experimental Aircraft Association, which is what puts on the Oshkosh every year. And it's really expanded as our world has become more connected, and we've seen more and more of the innovative space coming to be here, because this is where a lot of grassroots innovation has always taken place. And so when you tie it into the, you know, the big ticket players like Boeing and the big agencies like NASA, you get a really powerful connection.
Wow.
So to me, that's been probably the biggest evolution, is to see all aspects of aviation be represented here.
That's great that's happening, because sometimes you get an industry where the big guys kind of go their own way and the little guys are like, well, let's try to do our thing. And here, you know, everybody works together. There's just this whole mutual respect. And, you know, I think it's great that Boeing, they're going to be one of the larger players here, that they pick up the tab for kids under 18 just to get them engaged.
That's a fabulous program that they started a couple of years ago.
So how old were you when you first took flight?
High school.
Well, my father was Vietnam era.
Oh, wow.
Had a couple of good friends from college who had served as pilots, and they had light aircraft. So I had the opportunity to get in, you know, a light airplane when I was fairly young. I want to say I was probably 6 or 7 years old. But then I started taking lessons when I was 15.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
What does it take to be a good pilot? Jim doesn't think I'd be a good pilot.
I don't.
For whatever reason. I'm not good at attention to detail, I'll be honest.
People can't see Julie's rolling her eyes, and what she's doing is agreeing with me. So, but anyway, go ahead, Julie. You're the guest.
So there are a wide range of approaches to being a pilot. And, you know, if you're talking about somebody who's going to be like a military, you
right.
know, fighter jet pilot, that's a different cadre than flying, you know, light aircraft, which are slower, more forgiving, easier to approach, and also allow for, you know, like I said, a wider range of pilot skills. But I would say that having situational awareness, you know, being able to, you know, look out and see, think about what's going on around you,
right,
and
right.
think about the next couple of things and plan ahead.
Yeah,
that's sort of three strikes against John.
That's
so. That's why you're the pilot,
really?
Julie, and he's
really
a passenger in my
you
car.
You have to do this in front of an expert, really? Wow.
She kind of rattled it off pretty quick,
yeah,
and
she
I
did.
Was like, "She's." She
but when you about. When you were 15 years old, you had to have that feeling of like, look at this. I'm defying the laws of nature, of gravity, of everything.
Yeah.
I'm doing something that's kind of magical.
It It was absolutely magical, but I never felt uncomfortable. You know, it was one of those things that's like, well, I want to see the world from this perspective. I want to, you know, apply the things that, you know, I was learning in high school, you know, math and science and some.
You have to be good in math.
Strike four.
I know, I'm
not necessarily, especially in this day and age.
Okay.
He had a 2.75 GPA, so.
Nine. 2.79,
there are
Jim.
Plenty of pilots who did not achieve the highest grades.
Thank you.
But still went on to be excellent pilots.
You.
So,
I'm
you know, it. You need a little bit of you know, facility.
What's harder, taking off or landing?
I would say that bringing together the skills to make a good landing is something that we're always working towards throughout an entire lifetime, because it's the nexus of the most different things that you have to put all together,
huh?
But I will say, you know, executing a good solid takeoff and departure takes more than sometimes we give it credit for, because you're doing all the planning up to that point to make sure that, you know, the takeoff is going to be successful.
Right.
And then you're applying, you know, you're still applying quite a bit of skill to leaving the ground.
So you cover this industry, opportunities in this industry, but tell us a little bit about some industries. When we read about, we worry about, right? Declining industry, or you know, maybe you want to look for something else. But this
aviation is growing,
yeah.
and we need people. Let me make a pitch. Yeah. We're not just pilots. We're the aviation industry covers the complete gamut of things that you might want to do with your career that just get applied to aviation. And throughout, across the board, you know, whether it's a media job like myself reporting, or it's for a manufacturer, engineering and doing, you know, all the other, you know, marketing and different things that apply to that.
Is there a lack of pilots, basically? I mean, are not many younger people going into this field?
Not as many.
Wow.
In the past.
Okay.
There are fewer that are going into the military, so we have fewer passing through that.
They're actually struggling right now, the military is with recruiting.
Yeah. Yes, and that has an effect on us.
And if that's
your
feeder to commercial, yeah, I can see it. Although, and I fly quite a bit, a lot more female pilots, right?
It certainly feels that way.
Yeah.
The percentage has only increased a little bit over the time that I've been flying. So we're still under, you know, about 7% of commercial pilots are women.
Oh.
But you see that number increase as you get down into a private or recreational pilot, where you have more like 10%.
You don't have to have like a college degree to become a pilot, right? I mean,
you can still get it. You can still be a pilot, John.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's what he's asking.
Yeah.
Who's selfishly looking for that? So,
I apologize.
tell me. Where do you think this is going to go with it? I want your perspective on this whole space tech. Oh, we got a minute left here. What do you think about this whole Elon Musk and all these people going to space?
I think it's fabulous.
That's
because
awesome.
It expands the possibility of who can be able to achieve that.
Right.
It gives a whole bunch of new jobs and energy in the sector, and it takes it so that it's out in front of those young kids to inspire them and
how can you not be interested in that, right? I mean, it's the coolest industry out there. And thank you for being part of us. You know, stopping
in. Thank you
so
much.
We're
going
to see you this week. All right. Again, Mino and the Mayor, WGBW 97.9. We'll be back in.
Coming your way from EAA in Oshkosh. Back after this.
Honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Coming up in 15 minutes, just under.
This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves. I'm Todd Michaels.
And I'm Terry Barr. EAA is officially kicking off, and we want to be your guide. Here are a few of our personal picks for the morning of Monday, July 24th. Let's start with some caffeine. Vintage plane owners will be hosting coffee and a chat in the Vintage Hangar at 8 a.m. That sounds delicious and fun to me, Todd.
Coffee makes everything great, Terry. Since everyone's talking about electric, how about the future of electric airplanes? You can stop in for discussion at Forum Stage 8 at 8:30 a.m.
But prefer those ultralights. Get up close and talk to the pilots at the Ultralight Forum tent at 8:30 a.m.
That sounds interesting, too. Find more events to create your custom schedule at eaa.org and follow us at civicmedia.us. We'll be back later on today for another update from EAA in Oshkosh. Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies today. High temperatures reach up to 85. West winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows around 62. Partly cloudy. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs around 87. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Upper 80s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Warmer Thursday with highs in the mid-90s. Chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Well, it started out down a dirty road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Plano and the Mayor. Coming right live from EAA down here in Oshkosh on an absolutely gorgeous morning. Having a great time talking to so many people that make this the event that it is, the destination event if you're into aviation in the entire world right now. It's just amazing.
And even if
I was just your guest here, okay?
Yeah.
You talked about he heard, you know, Kenny Loggins for Danger Zone. You have no idea who Kenny Loggins is, do you?
All I know is we are at a great event. You know I don't. I said the Top Gun music, though, right? Isn't that from Top Gun?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not... Yeah, I don't know Kenny Loggins. I never met him. Anyway, we are at the world's largest air show here at EAA, the Air Venture here in Oshkosh. Started today, goes through the 30th. It's the 70th anniversary, and this year they're kind of honoring the veterans because it's been 50 years since we ended combat over there. And
Vietnam.
And it's just, it's great. The attendance this week is going to be over 600,000 people, and just we talked about there's 10,000 aircraft that are going to be arriving here, and of course we got the Boeing Plaza, the NASA tent, this whole military area, but... You know what makes this thing work, Johnny, is the volunteers.
Yeah, I mean, no question.
These people...
Hey, they're setting up a breakfast. Is that... Do we get some of that breakfast
or no? We do. We do.
Okay.
We do. You don't, because you don't need it, but we do. Mike and I are going. They gave us 2 tickets, and we thought, in the best interest of your health, Mike and I would take the tickets.
Okay.
So anyway,
thank you.
Back to the volunteers that make this work, and a friend of mine... I was talking to him, and I know he's a big EAA person, I think.
Did he vote for you?
Did you? Of course he did. Did you grow up in Oshkosh?
Born and raised in Oshkosh.
Oh, you're born and raised. So, okay, you've been volunteering
here. Why don't you
introduce him? Yeah.
His name, the whole thing. You know, Radio 101. Who's on the air?
I think radio before that is Don't Interrupt. But anyway,
yeah.
Kenneth Ray, born and raised in Oshkosh, living in Green Bay now. Tell us how you got interested in all this.
Well, my aunt, my dad's brother's wife, her sister was a wonderful woman named Nancy Martin, who was our...
It's cutting out a little bit here.
Okay.
Try it again. There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Our longtime chairman, Nancy Martini, was the sister of my aunt. And she...
Paisan?
Exactly. Yeah, Martini. Absolutely.
Yeah, Paisan.
Yeah. And Nancy was the chairman here for... over 30 years, I believe, and I graduated from high school in 1985, and at the time, they had very few volunteers.
Where'd you go to high school?
Oshkosh West.
Okay.
Yeah. When it was the Indians.
Yes, that's right. Boy, they had some great basketball teams over the years.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And they needed some Spanish-speaking volunteers. So Nancy knew through my aunt that I spoke Spanish, so she asked me if I would volunteer, and I was more than willing to and more than happy to. So I believe my first year here was either in 1985 or 1986.
Wow.
So
volunteer in the international tent? Is that what you do here? I didn't know that. You were roped into this because of your Spanish.
I think one of those years is when Chuck Yeager was here, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, that goes back a long time.
Yeah, I remember Chuck Yeager being here.
Yeah, and that, I mean, this goes back to the time when the Concorde would come on a regular basis.
That's right.
And yeah. In fact, I was talking to you guys before we went on air, and years ago when you first drove in, the public parking was almost all the way up to Knapp Street Road, which is like the street right out here.
Right.
And now the EA has just grown exponentially, so it's like the parking. That's the one criticism. I mean, I shouldn't even criticize, but it's the parking people do a great job, but it seems more and more challenging every year, the parking, getting in and out of here, especially if you arrive at like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
right. So 4 o'clock, it wasn't too bad this morning, Ken.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
when we got here. But I want to say that the parking there, they're working hard on getting people. In their defense of parking, though, this is growing.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I think even the last 2-3 years, I saw some of the numbers where they're picking up, you know, another 25, 50,000 people. So it's crazy. So you've been volunteering here since you were a kid. So what, the last 35 years? What do you do? Like, what is your role here?
Okay, the International Visitors Tent. In fact, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump from where we are. It's not too far. So if you get a chance afterwards, hop over. We are a group made up entirely of volunteers, and we have probably any one year between 40 and 50 volunteers from different countries.
Wow.
Wide variety of men and women, different ages, but services to help the volunteers that come from all over the world. We offer language services. I mean, a lot of times people will come and they speak no English, and they come and they have no hotel accommodations.
Oh my gosh.
They don't know anything about it. They just know that they're in Oshkosh. So but yeah, it's wonderful. And actually, it's evolved a little bit over the years. I mean, 30, 35 years ago, a lot of the people that came didn't speak English. But now you have a lot of the younger people coming that do speak English.
How does that work, though, if they're dealing with the person in the tower? Like, you know, runway 7 or whatever,
right.
If they can't speak English.
Yeah. Typically, we don't deal much with the pilots. The pilots normally, as a rule, do speak English.
Okay.
We're more with the visitors that come to see the grounds and everything. But
Are you a pilot?
I'm not a pilot.
Okay.
No, very little about aviation, but love coming. Yeah. I always tell my wife that this is going to be our last year. We're going to retire, but I always get drawn back into it year after year.
That's cool.
And when we talk about these pilots that come back, kind of like a family reunion, do you see that through the visitors as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a number of volunteers that came when they were children. In fact, there's a young man from Germany. His name is Justin. And he started coming, I think, when he was 7 or 8 years old. And now he's the same age as my son, Daniel. He's been coming here for 20 years.
Isn't that awesome?
So he came as a kid, and now he's actually working as a volunteer. So a lot of these people, it's like a family because they come back year after year and you see the kids grow up and then they get married and they have kids of their own and they pass away. So it's really a great experience to come back year after year.
Why do women have such a thing over guys in flight suits?
I don't know, but I know when the Blue Angels were here a couple years ago,
it was like,
right?
The tent was, there were only guys in the tent. All the women were out watching the guys.
Yes!
You're right, Mike.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
Jim, I'm wearing a flight suit tomorrow when we're here.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to walk around in a flight suit. All right. We got to take a quick break.
Some tells me it won't work for you, Johnny.
It
but
might.
Okay.
Stick around, okay?
Stick around, Kenny.
They might think I'm Chuck Yeager.
Yeah.
Line on the mirror. Back up.
So it started out for God knows where. I guess I don't know. When I get there.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
AM ABC News. I'm Em Nguyen. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released from the hospital after emergency surgery to install a pacemaker. That as Israel's parliament prepares to vote on remaking the country's justice system. Demonstrators have been protesting against the changes for months now. Wildfires sweeping across Greece, out of control on the summer resort island of Rhodes.
19,000 people were evacuated from homes and hotels as the flames reached resorts on the southeastern coast of the island. The airport now crowded with tourists trying to get home.
Everyone screaming and shouting and crying. We're desperate to get home.
The airport on the northern part of the island is still open. UK-based EasyJet says it's adding additional flights to its schedule between
this
Rhodes Island
EAA
and the UK.
Air Venture Airwaves. Your
ABC
all
News.
The
state
to
of Texas has until 1 p.m. local
Here's
time
Terry
today
Barr.
To commit
this time of year, the world's busiest airport is.
That has been
this
installed
is EAA
on
Air Venture Airwaves. I'm Todd Michaels.
And I'm Terry Barr. EAA is officially kicking off, and we want to be your guide. Here are a few of our personal picks for the morning of Monday, July 24th. Let's start with some caffeine. Vintage plane owners will be hosting coffee and a chat in the vintage hangar at 8 a.m. That sounds delicious and fun to me, Todd.
Coffee makes everything great, Terry. Since everyone's talking about electric, how about the future of electric airplanes? You can stop in for discussion at Forum Stage 8 at 8:30 a.m.
But prefer those ultralights. Get up close and talk to the pilots at the Ultralight Forum tent at 8:30 a.m.
That sounds interesting, too. Find more events to create your custom schedule at EAA.org and follow us at civicmedia.us. We'll be back later on today for another update from EAA in Oshkosh. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Went for a little walk, Johnny. That point.
You probably should go for more than a little walk. I'll be honest.
Nice. That Boyne Plaza is great. I mean, that we talked about that Dreamlifter. I mean, people who are coming here, you're in for a treat. You can still come here, right? I mean, it's easy parking, easy access, right off 41, exit 26. A lot of signs.
It sounds like a plane is about to land.
I know, right? We do
us.
Have people flying Holy over cow. Us, but. And thanks to Boeing, I want to give them another little plug. You know, because of them, everyone under 18 receives free admission. Did you know that, Ken? Boeing.
Yeah, I knew that. Yep, exactly. That they awesome? Do a wonderful job.
Well, he's worked here for about 30 years, Jim, so I think he knew that.
Okay, yeah, it's true.
What year did you start working here?
It was either 85 or 86. Yeah.
Our guest is Kenneth Ray. Grew up in Oshkosh. His mother's sister? Is that what it was? That would be your aunt.
Yeah, my aunt. Yep.
Kind of ran this. What did she do here?
She was the chairman for probably over 30 years.
30 years the chairman that got you engaged in this.
And you're completely bilingual.
Right? Oh, yeah.
That's
his family.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know. I had Spanish. I got to see. The only thing I remember is... Que hora es?
Okay. What time is it?
Yes,
yes sir.
It's the only thing I remember from Spanish class.
That is
que hora es?
That's it. But John, Kenneth's wife is from Paraguay, and they go there often. And their family is—they have the nicest family. Get this: his father-in-law, so his wife's father, was the mayor
of what?
Of a Paraguay? City of Concepcion, Paraguay.
Wow.
One of the biggest cities in the country.
Concepcion was the name of the town?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. As in Dave, remember Dave Concepcion?
Dave Concepcion. It's a Catholic country, so
shortstop
the Concepcion.
Of the Cincinnati Reds.
Absolutely.
Dave Concepcion. Yep.
Anyway.
He was with the big red machine. Johnny Bench, Concepcion. Oh, my God, that team was on. Joe Morgan. Was that team unbelievable?
Back in that was all the
George
80s,
Foster.
Right?
George Foster. Yep. Yes.
Anyway,
I could go through that whole lineup.
All right, back to what I was talking about. So his father-in-law was in my office and brought me a gift from Paraguay, and I gave him some gifts from the city. So anyway, just
you
have a great, great family.
Did you have the studio? Yeah. I'm the mayor, Jim Schmidt.
I do give out pens. But wasn't that great? That was great to see him. And you get to Paraguay pretty often.
Every other year or so we go. Yep.
And you speak Spanish at home, right?
Spanish is our first language at home.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
To get a guy like, you look at the guy, he just really learned that because of his family and his wife.
Well,
and
I mean, you look very Wisconsinite.
Very.
Well, born and raised in Oshkosh, so I can't get much more Wisconsin than that.
So, I mean, to hear you speaking Spanish is... Break
off a little bit for it. Y bueno, me gustaría dar muchas gracias a Johnny Jim para invitarme a hablar en su programa esta mañana.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
But and you volunteer your time at the International
Visitors Tent.
Visitor tent here at the EAA. So what changes have you seen in 37 years? I mean, that's a long time to volunteer.
It's grown. It's unbelievable how much it's grown. We started off, our International Visitors Tent was just a small thing. Farther down the runway, but as it grew and more and more international folks came, they really felt they need to expand the services that they offer to the international people.
Right.
Because they're spending, I mean, it's difficult enough for a person to come domestically, but when you're coming from Brazil or South Africa or Germany, the resources and the logistics and the planning required to come here are just so much more
intense. How many different countries do you think get represented here?
Last year, I think we had 90 or 91 countries, and we had about, I think it was 2,500 visitors that actually registered with us. The number, though, is quite a bit higher because there's a lot of people, of course, from Canada, a lot of people from Mexico.
The UP.
Did
I show you that thing? Did you see that thing I put on my Facebook?
No.
I was at the Dollar Tree to buy some food the other night. Okay.
He buys food at the Dollar Tree. I said, John, the Dollar Tree's for, like, wrapping paper and tape, not food. But he's like, oh, no, they got great food there. Can you... Would you buy whatever? I don't want to bitch.
I've bought greeting cards there.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Right. Nothing that you would digest, though.
I buy sardines from there.
Johnny eats
a bag of chips.
That's where he
eats. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
No, I guess. Well, I don't know. Look at you, but I don't know. I guess we're on radio. We're on radio. So anyway,
I got to show you something.
Oh God, John. What? Ken, let's get back to this. Speaking of working the international tent for 37 years, is that where you would meet a young lady from Paraguay?
Okay, so this is the map of the United States. What's missing?
Oh, the UP.
The UP. Look at that.
Yeah, that's
the UP's. Look at that.
Okay, the UP's missing. So that's
unbelievable.
So you call it another country. I want to get back to the working the international tent. Is that where you met your wife?
No.
Okay,
but. She's been volunteering here since 1992, which is the year we got married.
Okay, all right.
Where'd you meet your wife?
I met her in Paraguay when I was in high school at Oshkosh West. We had an exchange student from Paraguay stay with us.
Oh!
And then my first summer vacation of college, I went to visit him in Paraguay.
Okay.
And this young man's sister and my wife are best friends.
Wow. You know, remember Brady Papinga?
Yes.
Packer linebacker, great friend of ours. And he was Mormon, or maybe he still is, but he had to do a mission in, like, Ecuador.
Okay.
Didn't speak the language at all. But he said, you'd be shocked when you're there and nobody else is speaking how quickly you can learn a language.
Full immersion. That's the way to learn. I mean, it's wonderful to take courses and study it. That's very important, obviously. But if you really want the full experience, do what Brady did. Full immersion. Go someplace where very few people speak English.
Exactly.
And then you'll be forced to speak the language.
And right. He actually does on the Hispanic Football Network now. He does color
really?
Commentary. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, but one other thing that EA is really doing is they're really focusing on the youth, just because there's so many, like I said, over the years, there's so many people that we've met that are now either too old to come to make the trip or have passed away. So they really need to get the young, boys and girls involved in aviation. And I know there's a big push with the STEM and that type of stuff
right.
to get them involved.
And they have these workshops. I was looking at, they have a great website to get on. I just can't believe all the stuff to get your schedule together, but they have a lot of opportunities for youth to get engaged, and then everything from pilot's license, and the fact that it's free admission, I think, is a big right. step.
Is there an age limit to get a pilot's license? I mean, like, you had to be like 16 to get a driver's license, but it seems like there's some pretty young people that learn to fly, right?
I would suspect that maybe not 16, I'm not sure, but I would guess at a minimum probably 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
For a license?
But for a license, okay. Yeah. But, you know, they really do a lot. Starting at up at the museum, they have a thing called KidVenture, which is really geared towards the real young ones, 4, 5, 6-year-olds.
Nice.
And then they have their Young Eagles program, which is more focused on, you know, I probably starting 10, 11, 12 up through the teenage years to really try to get the young people engaged and sure. involved in aviation careers and that. I mean, it's a challenging career, but very well paying.
Right. Well, yeah, that's – and we had a guest on earlier today, and she just – there's a lot of job opportunities. I mean, flying's fun.
Absolutely.
And it's a great hobby, and – I guess it's probably an expensive hobby if you want to buy your own plane, but just the career opportunities here in so many fields, from engineering to, not just right. pilot, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and they're all recruiting here. I mean, I think people want to look for jobs. This is a good place to come this
can
week.
I ask you how old, can I ask you how old you are?
I am 56.
Do you remember the TV show Sky King?
I do.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. He doesn't. Jim doesn't. I loved that show, Sky King. And his niece, Penny, remember?
Yep, exactly.
Niece Penny?
John, I think it's – I didn't watch a lot of TV.
Sky King, brought to you by Nabisco Shredded Wheat.
Okay, that's 2.75 GPA, too. So, just, I don't know. I'm not saying there's any tie to that.
But
so,
if you get a chance, walk through some of the exhibition buildings here, and you'll see some of the probably Forbes 500 companies that are here.
Right.
Boeing is here. I mean, a lot of ancillary things that sell radio equipment. Parts,
yeah.
Things like that, all that that support the aviation industry.
Right. I mean,
I love the Vietnam helicopters right over here.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And you know what? I mean, they have the Warbirds, they have the Homebuilds, they have the Ultralights. I mean, there's really something for everybody here.
Yeah. And you know where I want to get? I want to go over that. They're not open yet, but those, did you see, like, I don't know, it's like, I don't know, 300 yards from us, is the, like the Jetsons, those little, like, personal.
Oh, yeah. They're almost like jetpack type
right.
things. Yeah.
That is very cool. So,
hey, you know what the first thing he said to me when he came up?
What's that?
He said, Betty Rubble? Jim had the hots for Betty Rubble? What?
Focused back on aviation.
He did. That's what he said.
Ken,
and he said, I'm totally with you on Judy Jetson.
Okay. No, I said Daphne.
Oh, Daphne.
From
yes.
Scooby-Doo.
From Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
So, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ken, so 37 years volunteering, international welcome center. What keeps you coming back here?
It's really the people. I mean, It's great to see the same people come year after year, a lot of the visitors, but also my fellow volunteers. And like I said, I mean, we've seen a lot of them grow up and have kids of their own and bring yeah. their kids with them. So it's really like a small family. We're only together 1 week a year.
Right.
But we make the most of it when we're here.
That's yeah. awesome. Where's Paraguay in Central America or in South America?
In South America, yep.
Yeah.
It's a small country between Bolivia, okay. Brazil, and Argentina.
Oh, so kind of central-ish?
Central southern part of South America.
Okay.
Yep. So, Tropic of Capricorn runs right through
oh, really?
Concepcion, which is my wife's hometown.
Unbelievable. Yes. That's yeah. awesome.
Yep, Johnny exactly. just knows that Italy is the boot. That's his extent.
Yeah. But I'm from northern Italy. We're from way north.
Okay.
We're yeah. the opposite end of the boot. Yeah. What? What?
Let's talk aviation. Okay. Ken, I want you to know that. Tell me about becoming a volunteer. Is that difficult? Is it a test? Do you have to pay? How does that work?
There's really not a test. I think the first step would be determining what area you're interested in. I mean, they have docents at the museum. They have people driving the trams around the grounds.
Hey, I want to be one of those guys this morning at like 5 this morning on those little scooters. They're driving all over the world.
Exactly. Yeah. The golf carts?
Yeah. No. It's a two-wheel, scooter.
We had an escort.
It's a motorcycle flight.
Okay.
Those were cool.
An escort to come here because okay. It's 4 in the
morning. We were following a guy who didn't know where he was going.
No, he was driving his Mercedes.
Like owner of our company.
Okay, he owns our company. We're like, where's this guy going?
Putting on the brakes every 10 feet. Yeah.
So we totally – but no, they – the customer service here is unbelievably great.
It's amazing. They really roll out the red carpet for the guests, and they really do a great job of really treating the volunteers well, because without the volunteers, it would be really difficult to put on a show of this magnitude.
Obviously, you're part of the whole extravaganza here, but are there certain things that you look forward to as just like a fan of watching?
I look forward to on Friday afternoon, Friday evening after the show, the EAA hosts a social afterwards, which is nice. That's down at the Nature Center. And then something they've started new just in the last couple of years are the night air shows on, I believe
it's... Jim was talking about that.
It typically had been Wednesday and Saturday night, and I believe that's the same this year. Yeah. I could be wrong. But that's something that really...
Is that unbelievable?
It's gorgeous. Yep. And it draws out not only the people that are here at EAA, but also a lot of the local folks from Oshkosh that come out just for that.
Cool. Yes. Yeah. We could be here for that? We got to get a tent. We got to camp. You want to get a tent?
No way.
All right.
But, you know, the people here, John, are so hospitable. If you walked around on the campground, you could find somebody that would
sleep in their tent.
Willing to take you in and take you into their...
That'd be awesome.
Probably a motorhome.
Do you see some of those motorhomes
here? Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
People do it, right?
I mean, they take this serious. When they come here, they take it serious.
They do, and I believe that Camp Scholler opened, I think it was maybe the first week in July this year, so a lot of the long-timers will try to get here early and
everybody was doing stories TV-wise this past week, and they were here like a week of, like, this one family comes up in their big motorhome. She's got six kids, and they all volunteer here the week leading up to this.
Awesome?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really a family affair. There's one of my fellow colleagues in the tent. It's a woman from Indonesia who's originally from Indonesia named Maria. She's from Waterlet, Michigan.
From where?
Waterlet, I believe.
It's
in Lower Michigan.
Okay.
And she's one of these examples. She came with her husband and her two sons when they were real little, and now she has a grandson that comes with them. So it's kind of like
cool.
A third generation type
that's
thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see it. You talk about the night shows, but there's so much going on during the day for air shows. There's a lot of education here, right, for kids to engage in, or the youth to get in all the history and the military, but... and what's the right term? I keep calling them crop dusters, but that's probably disrespectful.
Biplanes.
Is that what they're called?
I think they're biplanes.
Yeah.
I thought they're potentially crop dusters.
Why is that so hard?
Well.
Remember who is a crop duster from one of the great TV shows? Petticoat Junction. Remember?
I thought I did see
Billy Joe's husband was a crop duster.
Okay, that I'll give you that. But he didn't do.
That's a little bit before my time.
He didn't fly.
Oh wow, really?
He didn't fly as close. Like they do today.
Yeah, he did.
Not. He didn't fly with
he
another
did
plane.
Too.
He did not.
He didn't do air shows, but he.
No, that's right. The air show here is unbelievable.
He was right
unbelievable.
Over those fields,
anyway,
like 10 feet above the
this
ground.
This is the place to be this week.
Who did you like, Billy
Oshkosh,
Joe, Betty Joe, or which one? I was Billy. Billy Joe.
Air Venture here in Oshkosh all week. This is the place to be. You want to experience aviation like you've never experienced before, this is the place. We'll be right back. This is Mino and the Mayor. WGBW 97.9
EAA.
Does your financial strategy...
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3000. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 85. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 62. Partly cloudy. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 87. Chance for scattered storms. Wednesday, with highs in the upper 80s. Mainly clear sky. Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
I once drift away, leaving my homeland, flying alone, and my life begins today. Fly by night away from here, change my life again. Fly by night, goodbye, my dear.
What a great place to be, a beautiful morning. Flights have already begun. You can hear them right above us. And like I said, I want to talk to some of those Vietnam guys with those helicopters, a Cobra helicopter. And even with those, I was looking at, they're so tight. You know what I mean? As far as that cockpit is so narrow and everything like that. I don't think I could fit in it.
No, that there's no thinking about it. But what I think is pretty cool is the fact that those, like Jetson planes too, right? I mean, Ken, we're here with Kenneth Ray, who's been a volunteer here and since
Meet
high school.
George Jetson,
right? But since high school, 37 years, really works the international.
Judy. What was her dog's name?
Astro.
Astro. That's right. Her dog. Astro.
Yeah. Milton.
Do you have a dog?
We don't. No.
You've met my dog.
Yes, Milton. He's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, thank you, John. I mean, thank you, Ken. Most anyway,
pompous dog in America.
He's a great dog. Ken, you've seen this grow. I mean, and I know you're not an elected official here, but this has got to be great for the Oshkosh economy.
It's great for the Oshkosh economy, and actually not even, well, Oshkosh mostly, but it's been said throughout the years that for the first couple days and possibly for most of the week, there's not a hotel room to be had from Milwaukee up to Green Bay. And
that's
everywhere in between.
Incredible. So, yeah. I mean, that is just great that people come here. And, you know, I mean, this is an abandoned airfield, right? Not airfield, but this was an airport that closed. And you guys kind of took this from Milwaukee, right?
It was in Hales Corners, I think, until 1970. And then 70. Moved here, then, I believe, in 70.
What a coup.
Right.
I mean, it's just, and to grow great leadership, your aunt being the first one, and now we got this guy running it now. But so what do you look forward to? I mean, you know, you're, besides you said the camaraderie, but is does something interest you, the history or the space travel or what, where the personal aircraft, which interests me because I want to get one of those?
I like seeing the ultralights. I haven't been out to the seaplane base yet, but if you guys get a chance, I would recommend the seaplane base. And that's out on Lake Winnebago. And I believe there's a shuttle that goes from the grounds out to the seaplane base.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
Yep. And the other thing that's really great about EA is not only, like you said, the camaraderie, but everybody, I mean, with all the differences in the world and everything, this week it's all about aviation. It doesn't matter what religion you are, what side of the political spectrum you're on. You know, you can walk up to anybody, you'll never know them, but as soon as you bring up aviation, they'll sit and have an hour conversation with you about what they're doing. That's what makes this so great.
Yeah. We need a little bit more of that in this world. That's pretty cool. I mean, that's a nice way to talk about this industry. And I agree, you know, I've been here before, and I just have always enjoyed it. And I think the people here, I don't know that they give them a you got to be nice test, but they sure are nice.
Well, I mean, Wisconsin people, I think, as both of you guys know, are really very hospitable. And like I said, the Oshkosh community and the surrounding communities really roll out the red carpet. I mean, the bars and the restaurants and the hotels really go out of their way to make it a great experience for the visitors.
A lot of us come here to with something in mind, right? A special interest, like you take the seaplanes are interesting, the experimental. I to think this thing was in a box a few weeks ago and a guy flew here in it. You know, I get, and they are so nice, they want to brag about it. You know, and this year, for those of you who are just kind of tuning in, we're really honoring the Vietnam veterans.
Correct.
Because that was 50 years since we completed combat over there. So a really emphasis, there's an honor flight that's leaving here, going out to D.C. and bringing these guys back on Thursday.
Okay.
And, you know, they'll be greeted by 30,000 people will be here just welcoming them. And just that whole, that's not really national pride, international pride about aviation.
Oh,
it's coming in from all over the world. And then, of course, John, his, you know, highlight, and they have Wisconsin cheese curds too, so that's right down the road from us. So he's very excited about that.
People that come from other parts of the country and other parts of the world love the cheese curds.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
I do want to say, Ken, and picking up on that, and you know, like I said, Boeing picks up the tab for anyone under 18, and for people who are members, there's 200,000 members of the EAA get a certain price, but. You know, when you compare this to other things going on, this is very reasonable. And then you come in here and you're not gouged. You know, I looked at the pricing of some of the beverages and food, and it's very reasonable.
Reasonable. Yep.
You guys have done a good job with
that. They do a good job. And I always ask a lot of the international people and some domestic people I run into as well. You know, they come year after year, and I always say to them, is there that much new stuff that you didn't see the previous year that you come back year after year? And they say, you would not believe, you know, the convention that starts today runs through Sunday, and the diehards, they say that they need more time than that because there's so much to see, you can't see it in 7 days. And then of course you get roped into talking with people and sharing experiences. And so they said they have to come back year after year because there's just so much to see, and every year there's something different.
In all the years you've done this, what has been your favorite show to watch?
My favorite show, it wasn't really a show item. It was when the Concorde would come.
Okay, yeah.
And also when the stealth fighter and the stealth bomber came, and that was probably back in the 90s, I believe. That was just amazing to watch.
Remember when they had the Harrier here one time?
Oh, the Harrier was here, too.
That was pretty
showing our great military.
That was great. I mean, I was here that year. But they've had some great features here and always something.
Are the Blue Angels here this year?
No.
No, they were here, I think, two or three years ago, but I don't believe they're here.
I think it was 3 years ago, because I saw them when they were here, and
Did you ever fly with them? They say they can make anybody throw up if they want to.
Oh, I believe it, to see. But, like I said, if you haven't seen the night air show, I know you guys get here early in the morning. Like I said, maybe you can find some place to stay overnight and then watch the air show.
I'm going to do that, Jim. Yeah. I'm going to stay here.
All right.
I'm going to find somebody with a tent.
See
if I can stay with them.
Yeah, I'll just meet you here. I'm driving home, but anyway. Dick Kopinski is kind of your marketing guy here. And,
correct.
He was on our show last week and just talked about all the things that he really was highlighting that air show in the evening. And he's very excited about that. And that's just awesome. You keep, you know, even though you've got 650,000 people, you're not resting on your laurels. You're always looking for new things, new.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and I think some of these events you have for people to attend, these Q&A sessions, I think that's very exciting, too, that people can actually learn. And I just hope that people make the effort. It's not a big effort to come here. Like I said, it's very easy to get here, to park here, to come to this. But we do need more youth interested in this industry, right?
Oh, correct. Because, I mean, a lot of the old-timers now, like I said, they've either passed on or it's too hard to make the trip. So we need the young men and women to step up and really get involved in those aviation careers.
And these careers are, there's so many, from picks and jet engines to being a pilot. You know, there's just
pilots, technicians, delivery people, repair people. I mean, it's just, it's wonderful.
This is the place to learn about it. It's a friendly environment, easy to get to. It's going on all week here at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And we are the busiest airport in the world.
Isn't that crazy? Little Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
In the world.
Right.
In the world. Exactly. I mean, everybody thinks about Hartsfield and Dallas and Denver and O'Hare, which are the four busiest airports in the United States. But you look in the world, and it's happening right here. You're right above our head.
Exactly.
It's just it's very, very cool. Yep. So
it's an amazing experience.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for volunteering for 37 years. You know, God bless you. And this is just a great.
You could be around tomorrow?
No, we'll be around later in the week.
Can you bring me a flight suit?
I'm serious. I'll look for one.
I want to walk around here in a flight suit one day. See what happens.
The secret is you can't have anything on underneath that, though, John.
All right, we're out of time. All right, I am the mayor of EAA. Back in tomorrow morning. Thanks, everybody. See ya.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming-A-Coosa.
Whiskey in my water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming-A-Coosa or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food, trucks, and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming-A-Coosa, your place to play. Visit our website for more information. Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming-A-Coosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion throughout the month of July. You can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming-A-Coosa. Yo!
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.